to speak. You ever see that real kind of soft wood that they would use?
Well, we never did have any.
Well, when you were fishing, what would you have on your line to keep it up above?
There's such a few times I've fished in my life till I don't know.
You ever
cork, as far as that part's concerned. Yeah. You'd have cork to hold the line up to keep from going hitting the bottom, you know. My younger brother and myself.
Didn't fish much?
No. Had us working all the time. We didn't have much time to fish, only on Sundays, and Papa wouldn't let us hunt on Sundays.
Yeah.
Fish or hunt either one. And I think he's right about it. I've no doubt about it in my mind. But,
does the weather ever get cold enough here that your pipes,
freeze up? Oh, yeah. Plenty of people that have that trouble a whole lot. I had coming down from my tank out there, I was out of pressure. I haven't got a pressure pump. Mine's just a tank up in the air. I got a 2-inch pipe coming down the ground. I've had that to freeze. Not enough to burst, but enough to stop a flow of water. But it has to get down around 20 degrees or below before it freezes up. And to have a real cold wind's worse than that on that. That's the only place I've ever had any trouble with my water, because all my water wastes down in that basin.
When you got your supplies back in those days, how did things come packaged? What would flour come in?
Well, different size containers, 25-pound bags, that's about the smallest we ever bought. Might have been a few of them smaller than that, but 25-pound bags.
What kind of bag was it?
That was a cloth bag. Medium. But at home, Papa always, nearly always, unless he bought it from the little old country store, that whenever he'd buy it in St. Francisville, he'd buy a barrel of flour at a time, a barrel of meal.
And you kept those where?
We kept them in the storeroom, somewhere in the, like that.
Yeah. Did you ever get molasses?
Well, we made all the molasses we ever had. And have them in buckets and jars and cans and barrels. I remember once I had two barrels of molasses in the storeroom, 55-gallon barrels, you know. And one of them, out of the main meal, me and Dish would just fetch it for breakfast. And some brothers liked it for other meals, but then that breakfast was. We had certain biscuits, and we all liked it and went to town on it. But about this one special barrel, I don't know what happened, it kind of soured or something, and had it standing on the up instead of laying down, and it busted the head out of it. And I went in there, and syrup was all over the kitchen, all over the storeroom, everywhere. About that deep old sticky heavy stuff. And I'm talking about a mess.
Huh.
But that was a mess.
Well, what is the difference between cane syrup and molasses?
Well, a real cane syrup, we call it molasses a lot of time, but molasses is sugars taken out of it. You get molasses, what we ordinarily call blackstrap. Comes from these sugar mills. The sugar is taken out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the real syrup